I said to Sister Roberts today, we first got married, we would go to every kind of sporting event. So I said to her, it was quite boring, wasn't it? She said, not really. But she said to me, leave me alone because I'm not feeling well. I said, okay. All right. But I said to her, there was a young man that I was looking in the paper today, and he owns a restaurant down here somewhere in South Carolina, Hatteras River or Lake somewhere. It's seasonal. And I said, Sister Roberts, we should go watch the semi-pro football games. He played because I said, it was amazing about Joe Crosby. I said, I don't care where I've seen him, whether we were out, sinful, wherever he saw me. We went to school together, same age. He was about Deacon Horn size, played college football. I don't care where he saw me. I don't care. There was always dialogue, conversation. Went off to college, came still, wherever he saw me. It made no difference at all. I said to her, well, he has a rub, or he has created a recipe that's in the paper that people are buying. As a matter of fact, they sell it at the Food Lion, the store there. And so that's what I'm saying, that we know you. Our acquaintance, nothing breaks the barrier of that. We let no barriers come in between us and him. And so when our emotions say don't say Torah, we want to do that Torah Yahweh, Torah, Torah Yahweh, Torah, Torah Yahweh, Torah, Torah Yahweh, Torah, Torah Yahweh, Torah Yahweh. I don't care if you just sing that. That's all you have to do. Because the acquaintance is there, and you show the appreciation and you magnify his name with Torah. We must make that conclusion within ourselves. We have to, Yisrael. We must. And David goes on to say in verse 31. He said, this also shall Yatab please Yahweh. Do you hear that? In Tehillim 69:31, it says, this shall also Yatab. Do you all see that? Please, hear me, Yisrael. Please, Yahweh, better? Does it say that?
Yes.
Better?
Yes. Yes.
You tell me to say, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, blessed be your name, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, blessed be Yahshua, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, blessed be Yahshua. He says, this pleases Yah, this Yatab, this satisfy him. Listen, greater, better than an ox or bullock that has horn and hoofs. He said, this pleases Yah more than any offering than you can offer Yah. You can offer your life at the stake, but this is what pleases Yah. This is what Yatab. Yatab. And this is something that the enemy has taken out of our mouths. This is what Yatab. You can do works, but that doesn't Yatab, yeah? What Yatab? Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Blessed be your name. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Blessed be your name. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yahshua. That is what pleases him. That pleases him greater than any offering, your monetary offerings. That pleases Yah, Yisrael. Because if you bring the offering that is monetary, you know who you're giving it to, then you can really sing, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, blessed be your name, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yahshua, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yahshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yahshua. Ah, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Come on, Yisrael. We are so staunch and so fleshly. That's the way we are. I don't need nothing. I was about to cut loose up here. Hallelujah. No, this is real for me. Above all things. Hallelujah. This is real to me. It is my life. I mean that. So there is nothing more greater. We must conclude the matter to Torah. Because we yada. We yada. And the reason we yada, we thank Yah because we have a confession as to whom He is. He made me and not myself. For I've been created in the image of His dear begotten Son, Yeshua. And that's enough to satisfy me. For that's my bread, a sustaining. It is what I subsist, live on. This is what carries me through. And knowing that this is the bread of life, I will sing, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yeshua. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yeshua. Maybe I need to do a CD. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yeshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yeshua. Whoa, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yeshua. Ah, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yeshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yeshua. Come on, Yisrael. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yeshua. Sing it again. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. Torah, Torah, Yahweh, bless you for Yeshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yeshua. Come on, Yisrael, hallelujah. Come on and shout hallelujah. 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 This is what Yahweh wants. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is what Yatab. This is what satisfies the love of Yah more than anything. The offerings of your labor. Nothing pleases Him greater than this. And we will come before Him and Torah. And there's one thing that impedes us above all things. Our flesh. Our emotions. Our prides. Our selfishness. And above all our sin. And our ovan, or ovin, our iniquitous lustness in the conscience of Israel, that we defy our Abba. This is not something that takes great strength. It takes great obedience, because it's simple to do. Hallelujah. Well, what will others think? No, I don't give a, you know what I want to say. I don't care what others think. I care what He thinks. And what He thinks about us, that He wants us to do that. Come on, Yisrael. Makes me no different what man thinks when it comes to that, Yisrael. He wants us and He exhorts us to come before Him with our mouths open to esteem and to Torah Him. Look at what David said. What man was challenged more than David's? Great challenges. His sin induced upon his house, upon Yisrael. Some of the most perplexing times, but yet the mercies of Yah were there with him. For he restored the kingdom and brought Israel under the umbrella of the Mishra of Yah. It was what proceeded out of his bosom, because the sin or the wickedness against Yah is not mocked. When one sows it, we shall reap it. We have done enough cursing and lying and sinful things, have we not? We have spoken evil and words that we're going to be judged by that will condemn us. So Yah says, you need to sow a new zirah. Because in the zirah, the seed produced the fruit. You need to get the ground tilled and cut it up real hard. And there's some hard ground, isn't it? We can be very hard, can we not? We can be stubborn in our ways when Yah says to praise him. Can we not? Come on. We can distance our minds from him in our own consumption of our own lustful, covetous thoughts, even in the midst of his ponim, his presence. So he exalts us here in Tehillim, in Psalms 95:1. I'm not going to finish this on this week. I'm going to finish this up on next week. There are two more things I want to point out in the process. He says here in Tehillim, and the reason I speak from the Chronicles of David, because this is one of the most intimate books with Yochanan concerning the very promises of Yah for Israel, this redeeming power, because David speaks from the level of Yah. He was the apple of Yah's eye. So he speaks my command of Yah. He says here in Tehillim 95, Psalms 95:1, he says this. He says, O Yalach, oh come gather yourselves. Is that not what we're doing tonight? Are we not gathering ourselves? He said, oh Yalach, Yalach, gather in Yahshua, come assemble ourselves. He says, oh Yalach, he said, let us sing unto Yah. Let us make a joyful expression, a noise. Look, he calls him the soar, the soar, the rock. Let's make a joyful noise unto the rock. The rock of our Yahshua. And the way we do that, we alach, we come, hallelujah. And we make a joyful noise unto the rock. Why? Because Yahweh is our maker. I tell you what, if Sister Roberts makes me a cake, don't make me one. And especially the kind that I like. I am one that is traditional. I don't like the alternates or altering something. I like it the same way every time. Don't try to enhance it. Bring it that simple way. And when she alters that thing, it does something, because I'm missing that accent my taste buds. I'm missing those little sensual feelings. So what did you do to this? I put this in it. That ain't what I want. So what I want. You see what Yah wants? He just wants us to Torah, magnify his name. That's it. You don't have to offer up no bullock, no heifer. He said, just bring that. I said, that's sweeter than an ox. You all understand that? So allow the sword of Yah. We that have this ox spirit, an ox is one that is bullish, determined. And so allow Yah to slay that ox, hardened attitude in that spirit. Let him break you out of that shell and take away that false veneer, Israel. Hallelujah. So let us, your lack, let us come and let us sing to Yah. Let us make a joyful noise to the Zohar or the rock of our Yahshua. Why? Because he is our maker. That's why we make this great joyful noise. He said, let us come before his ponim, his face, his presence with Torah. You cannot come any other way but this way. Listen, Yisrael, when you come into the presence of Yah, it has to be more than Torah. It has to be, he said, let us, first of all, he instructs us, let us, Yalak, let us come before him singing. He means that. So when you come, come with Torah. Come with Torah. Cry out, Yada. For my acquaintance is with Yah. by the revelation of his HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So let us come before his ponim, his face, with Torah. He says, make a joyful noise to him with psalms. Zomir, singing. Hallelujah. That's why I say we don't never have to write one song. You have all your needs. We have the Zomir, the singing of delight and pleasure unto Yah. That's what the Zomir is. The Zomir. He said, come before him with Zomir. He says, these must be songs that when you get on this thing, oh, it's nice to sing like we sing. But he means that come before him with Zomir, with the instruments and with a joyful noise. I went out the other day and I got me one of those old washboards. I'm going to learn to play that thing. You understand? I had Sarah there. We were playing it. And she was acting as silly as I was. I was stroking that thing. I had me a little. Of course, I can't sing, but I sing. That's all right. But when I get it right, it ain't going to take me long. I'm going to play it. That's what he said. That's what the Zomir is. Hallelujah. You come before him with a little timbrel. He means that. Hallelujah. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. For Yeshua. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. For Yeshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yeshua. Come on. Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua the Lamb, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua, I want a Torah, Yah, for this blessed day. Come on. Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua. It is because of Yahshua I have life today. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yahshua. One more, brother Yosef. Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua, oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh, for Yahshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yahshua. Hallelujah. You know, sit down, Yisrael, sit down. I gave some of my youthful days to the wicked and sinful dance floors, and I would get out there and cut a fool. And that's the truth. And according to the world's pattern, I was a dancer. And I could dance. And I've been in places where everybody sit down when I got up there. Just an animal woman that could dance. And so if I did that wickedly, then my feet are going to move for Yah in a more dynamic way. And in even a more spirited way. Hallelujah. Because my feet have life, that is part of my nefesh. The living substance of Yah. Hallelujah, that's my part of my nefesh, my being of life. So it has life and it has breath, doesn't it? So it's going to Torah Yah. It's going to praise Yah. Hallelujah. He says in verse 3 of the same chapter, for Yah, see this is what we must realize, he is Kadol. He is a great, mighty one. And a great king above all the created beings that we call gods or Elohim. He is greater than them all. For he made them. He made all things. And knowing his greatness, his Gadol is beyond expression. That is the Gadol, or the greatness of Yah. Brother Patrick brought out to us how that even light, the formula, and there are many other elements of Yah that were created, that man cannot express the dynamics of it. And he brought us up one, you know, light, but there are many others. There are many. The great dynamics of y'all, like gravity, they call it space-time. They don't know what it is. There's no mathematical formation that they can equate to it, to identify it. Because y'all, you know why? He said this. Let there be light. The melody came, this, my. Let there be light. And there was light. His word brings light. And this wicked generation doesn't understand the living power of Torah. Let there be light. I was like, wow. Hallelujah. Oh, what it is going to be when we come before the true Ponim, the face of Yah, the presence of Yah. Hallelujah. We sing those songs. Evangelist Horn would often say to us, we can sing a lie as well as we can tell. Hallelujah. And so we sing and they're not full with the enthusiasm of Yah. I want to close from here from Tehillim, and I will begin here and finish this on next week, Yah's will. It's simple, but it will fatten our inward parts, our life. All right. Let me close here as David speaks in Tehillim, Psalms 107. And this is speaking to us, even in the midst of great afflictions and sickness, and even through the great trials that we have been through, even in this life, as David speaks of a metaphor. He gives us an understanding of the great trials and what consequences that we can secure for ourselves if we just do what Yah says. So he says in Tehillim, Psalms 107, verse 17, he used the word evel, fools. He said, fools, because of their transgression, the defiance of the Torah, the Torah lawlessness actions, their minds removed from Yah. He said, and because of their iniquities, and we have been foolish, have we not? Have we not been evil and foolish? And because of that, then we have incurred certain things upon us. He said, because of that, because a fool says in his lab, not to Yah. That's what the fool says, and we've said that to Yah. He said, because of that, we are afflicted. We are afflicted. We are oppressed. We're humble. We're fallen to sickness because of our foolish ways, Israel. Our iniquitous, Torah lessness ways. We can resolve many things in our lives if we obey the Torah. He teaches us everything. Wives, how to be wives. Husbands, how to be husbands. How to stay healthy. How to live healthy. How to live wonderfully strong. He teaches us that. Verse 18, he said, their nephesh, their inward being, their life, despise all manner of the meat of Yah. They despise the body of Yahshua. They despise the correction, the instructions. And they draw near to the gates of Moveth, death. They draw near. Now, he tells us how to come in his gates, right? With Torah. See, they draw near to the gates of death. And anytime we'll always wrestle with death, the gates of death. We don't understand with the kid. Oshem is precious to Yah. So when we draw to the gates of death, then we rejoice. We shout the Teshua in Yahshua. We become frightened and fearful, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. He says then, he said only then that they cried or they call for help. When we Zach, we call for the special help of Almighty Yah. They call for help to Yahweh in their trouble. Listen, Yisrael, they call to him. And he Yoshak, he saved them. He delivered them out of their distress. We have been foolish in iniquitous ways and we've called and he's delivered us out of our distress. It lets us know how foolish we've been, has it not? And so when he delivers us, Israel, out of all of our distress, for Yahweh he sent, he shalach, he freed us. He sent what? His what? His dabah. He sent his word. And it did what? Rapha, it healed them. And it delivered them from their own she'ith, their own destruction, their own pits. We have all created our own pits, have we not? And Yah has delivered us. He sent his word tonight to heal us from our she'ith, our own pits. Hallelujah. And then he says, listen, Yisrael, knowing that he has done that, he says, oh, that man, Yisrael, the man among Yisrael, come on, oh, that man, listen, oh, that man. It's something what a man transition into a home that is so powerful, great. I don't care what the condition of his wife is, but if you find a man that brings the spirit, the strength of Yah, the Ruach of Yah in his home, it creates something that is greater than monetary power could ever create. So he says, oh, that man. Oh, that men. See, when you have men, you have the breath of the wife. But he said, oh, that men. He means this particular. Oh, that men. Oh, that men. Oh, that men would yada. Men would praise yada to give Torah thanks unto Yah for his haset, his kindness. Oh, brothers, if we would just give yada. Torah unto Yah for his kindness. His love, tenderness, his steadfastness. Does not his Torah, his truth endure through all generation? Come on, we would just give Torah unto Yah for that. And for his pala, his wonderful, his excellent, his mighty works to the children of men. And let them zabach, sacrifice, the offering of what? Torah. And do what? Declare his what? With what? Rena. With rejoicing. And that Rena is a cry. One that is profound. It is a shout of great gladness. It is a shout, the Rena. It is a shout of great appreciation. Unto Yah, oh, that man. Come on, man. We need to. Barak Yah. We need to Torah. And it may be a witness to the children of men. Something is wrong with us. If the men would do what Yah commands, then the children of men. The children of man. You can't sit here staunch, daddy. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Bless you for Yahshua. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for one more day. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, 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 Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yahshua. One more, come on. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. Oh, Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Barak you for Yahshua. I want a Torah, Yah, for Yahshua. In all things we barak Yah. May the blessings of Yah rest upon Yisrael, you that are listening. May the strength of Yah fear your love. In all things we barak you, Yah. Give us strength and encourage the love of all Yisrael. We ask in Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.